Welcome back to Tip TV Finance, where we're speaking with Steve Larratt, who's a share research business analyst for Share Talk. How are you today, Steve?
I'm good, thank you, Zach. You still sound like you've got your cold.
Well, yes, it's been 2 weeks, and I'm sure that very soon we'll find out, you know, who's going to win this battle.
Who's the battle between?
Me and the cold.
Okay. I hope you win.
Well, I don't know.
You don't, something's wrong.
I've had a good run. Okay, speaking of good runs, stock market, is its good run finally ended?
Again, there's got to be a natural retrace, people taking money off the table. So, you know, a good bit of consolidation could be good and show the next sort of route forwards.
Okay.
So,
right.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's see. I mean, what's on your plate then this week?
Right, I'm just going to quickly talk about the Cardiff event. Obviously, I'm not going to bore you to death with it this week, but just for a quick recap, we've got Wide Sales, EG Solutions, Kryptonite One. Yep. We've got Sia Green presenting on the evening, Gervais Williams of Mitten Group. Apologies, I called it Mitten Group last week. I got my knuckles wrapped for that. And we've got Chris Bailey of the Financial Orbit as well. We've got Jeff Smith presenting on his Everest at 53 event. And we've also got two new sort of people there sponsoring us. We're happy to have them along. They're Smaller Company Capital and Centbrite Partners. We've also got a representative coming from Companies House. So I would say to everyone, jump onto our website. We've got an Eventbrite page there with all of the information. If you're thinking about coming, grab a ticket. They are going very fast now. So we understand it's half term, so there's no excuse there. So get yourselves along, and it's also on the Cardiff17.com site there. So that's the event, and it's going to be a very good evening.
Right, so it's half term. No excuse not to get away from the wife and kids, I suppose.
Indeed.
Right, okay. Well, and on the stocks front this week?
Well, it's been an interesting week with a lot of companies. They've released RNSs, and they're not actually getting noticed. So I'm going to be highlighting them on my Steve Shares later on this afternoon. But the main one I want to talk about is Regency Mining. I put some figures together last week based around their sort of Rosa coal mine. Yep. Infrastructure's already in place, already ready to go for production. They're just waiting on one last piece of equipment. They've got the ability to wash coal, and allowing for, say, 200 days of production, it should generate around about 7.5 million of income per year, and the market cap is currently around about the 2 million mark. So there's potential there for near-term growth, plus they've got other assets on the go in the background as well. So that could be a very interesting company to look at.
So it's really a recovery situation. I mean, the shares have been much higher a couple of years back, so this is looking for a recovery.
Definitely. Again, there's not a lot of shares in circulation, so the share price is going to be a little more volatile than normal, especially during the downturns. So, yeah, that's that one. And one that's been sort of out in the wilderness and forgotten about for the last sort of 6 months. They basically said they would update the market in October, and that's PML. Papa Mining Limited. Now there's talk all around the bulletin boards, and I'm going to try and sort of pin down the CEO if potentially possible. And they basically highlighted that there's a company called Compass Drilling Limited, and they are apparently doing the drills that the company said would announce to the market. But they've not announced it, so sort of a bit of background research there. And that one is looking very favourable. They're targeting over 200 million tonnes of copper. So there could be sort of news flow to come in the not too far future.
Right, so is that what, those are the two favourites at the moment?
At the moment, yeah, I mean.
I wanted to ask you about stock you, we discussed, I think, a couple of months back, Aminex. Is there any new news there? Because the shares are looking rather healthy on their chart.
Well, thank you very much for bringing that one up. Again, I don't like to sort of brag, however.
I don't want you to brag either.
Well, they just look so undervalued based against their sort of sister company and the rises, and there's a natural balance there. The gas fields look very promising. Again, very well known area, production area, infrastructure in place. And again, obviously, I said it looked healthy, looked interesting. The share price has reflected that. So the next stage is obviously them releasing whatever it is they have found. So hopefully they'll be doing some sort of major flow test and releasing figures in the not too distant future.
And do we have any idea what the upside could be there or what they could be sitting on?
Well, basing against where it is, target prices, obviously we cannot say the market makers will value a company at less than cash value with certain businesses. So potential upside there. Again, traders versus investors. For the investor's point of view, it could be a very long-term hold. Could there be potential there for the takeover of their wells, i.e. will they remain an exploration-based company and let someone else do the production and sales to the market? However, they've got an agreement in place there for the offtake. So it's a very interesting one looking forward.
Well, we'll have to see what happens there. Steve Lowrett, Share Research Business Analyst for Share Talk. Thanks very much for speaking with us and glad to see you're looking more chipper today.
Oh, definitely. I've got over my cold a lot quicker than you've got over yours.
Yes, well, we'll see what state I'm in next week. But thank you very much, Steve.